Survey shows Trump leading Biden by double digits in Ohio. By Hannah Blow on July 28, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is leading President Joe Biden by double digits in Ohio. A recent Ohio Northern University poll found. The survey asked respondents, in a hypothetical presidential general election in 2024 between Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you be most likely to vote for at this time? Trump stands 10 points ahead of Biden in the Buckeye state, leading 49% to the 80-year-old's 39% support. Another 2% said some other candidate, and 10% remain unsure. The survey put other presidential hopefuls against Biden too and found Florida Governor Ron DeSantis edging out Biden by 2 points, 41% to 39%. Former Vice President Mike Pence falls 1 point behind Biden in a head-to-head in Ohio, as does South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. The survey was taken July 17 to 26, 2023, among 675 registered voters and coincides with the latest Harvard Caps-Harris poll, showing Trump leading Biden by 18 points among independent voters nationally. As Breitbart News reported, the survey found that Donald Trump holds a 5-point lead over Biden among all voters, with 45% supporting Trump to 40% who back Biden. However, 16% of voters remain undecided in a hypothetical 2020 rematch. The ideological breakdown of the survey reveals that 45% of independent voters prefer Trump, while just 27% of independents support Biden. In comparison, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, is in a virtual tie in a hypothetical matchup against Biden, with 41% support compared to Biden's 40%. Trump has continued to tick up in the polls, even as he faces yet another indictment and additional charges at the hands of special counsel Jack Smith. The former president spoke exclusively to Breitbart News on Thursday and said Smith's latest action, a superseding indictment bringing more charges against him, is harassment. I just heard it as I'm sitting down. This is harassment. This is election interference, Trump said. I'm protected by the Presidential Records Act totally. It shouldn't even be a case. It's not a criminal case. Where's Biden with all the documents? He's got 20 times, 30 times the documents I have, and he has not made it easy for them either. He has been hiding boxes. They're sending boxes to Chinatown. Boxes are being sent to Chinatown, and yet China is paying them millions of dollars. You explain that one. You don't even hear about it. All you hear about is Trump. No, this is a two-tier system of injustice. That's what we have. We have a sick country. Our country is very sick right now. We have a failing nation and it's a very sad thing to watch. Trump added that as president he would fire Smith, stating, "Why would I keep him? He is deranged. Look, he's gone after other people. He's been overturned unanimously in the Supreme Court. He's destroyed a lot of lives. Lives have been destroyed. He's destroyed people, he's destroyed lives. He was Lois Lerner in the IRS case, which was one of the most egregious abuses. What happened? The government had to apologize to people. He went after Christians. This is a guy, he's a wild man. I call him deranged. He's been overturned. He went after the governor of Virginia, overturned unanimously. He went after another senator or something and was overturned. What he's done is just horrible," Trump added. "The abuse of power, it is prosecutorial misconduct." Watch, exclusive, Trump on Jack Smith's superseding indictment, this is harassment.